to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on OM Times Radio.
Hello, my name is Hari Somanovic, and I'm Joy of Business Facilitator and also Access Consciousness Facilitator. I chose the title for today's radio show, and it's What is Your Contribution to the World? It's a subject which is part of my life for almost all life. I was always in a question, how can I contribute to the world? How can I be the change? What can we change? How can we create a better world? How can we create a better future? And what is my part in it? And all my life, I was looking for that. And it seems like it's improving all time and we are creating more. And I have two special guests for this. For today's radio show, they are also Access Consciousness facilitators, my friends. They are world citizens like me. I'm at the moment in Slovenia. I live in Slovenia. Søren Larsen is from Denmark. He lives in Denmark. And Kalpana Raghuraman is, I think she lives in Netherlands at the moment, but she's traveling worldwide all the time and creating classes and performances. She is a dancer, choreographer, and they are going to contribute together with me to this topic.
Hello. So,
hi.
Hello. So, Søren. First, what can you say about this topic, about contribution? What is contribution to you and what is contribution to the earth or to the world? What that means to you and how is that part of your life?
Yeah, and hi, thank you for the intro you gave with the questions, which kind of, they remind me a lot of the questions I'm walking around with in the world. And I know, like, if you're anything like me and looking at what contribution you are, that has not been easy for me. So I would like to just, like, say that everyone listening to this show is a contribution. And, like, what if it's not about defining it, but actually about looking at what else is possible and what can I contribute today? What I've noticed, it's funny to talk about yourself, right? what I've noticed about myself is basically a willingness to always be present with what is possible to change. And it's an allowance of what is and what can be. And as soon as you step into a willingness and an allowance and a presence, that will start to, like, open doors and windows and removing bricks from the walls, whatever that is that we try to tear down. Sometimes you just need to remove a brick or three. And there is this, there's a great possibility to change everything with these like three things of willingness, allowance, and basically questions too. Yeah.
Thank you, Søren.
Thank you.
And Karpana, can you say something about this topic?
I think it's
how do you see contribution?
I think it's I really like what Søren said about what if you don't have to define it. I think contribution is so much about receiving, and receiving becomes gifting. If you're willing to be, and just by being, you are actually a contribution. And I wonder what the word seems so sometimes so big, and it can create so much if you're just actually willing to take out any significance or definition around it. For me, I see how I was just walking in the city, and Søren and me were just chatting before the call, and just seeing how the sun is out today and the city is blooming and people are happy, and just seeing happy people is a contribution. And receiving the sun is a contribution, and being receiving that is again a contribution for somebody else. So it's so much about a flow if you're willing to just be. And exactly what Søren said, the allowance and the presence allows you to actually be, for contribution to occur. So it's it's that and so much more.
It's like we were always willing to give, to give, to give, to give, and like we didn't notice before so much that with receiving, we are the biggest giving and the biggest gifting. Just receiving and being infinite receiving with everything, anything in the world. And it's total change. What would the world be? What would life on earth be if we are infinite receiving, if more people choose to be infinite receiving? And like also Søren said, would be the space, the presence, to be like in communion. Like one of the things which I acknowledge a lot in past weeks are choice, like choosing. Like a lot of people would like to change how we are on the earth, what is happening on earth, because also there is a lot of stupidities and insanities going on. A lot of people would like to change how we live, but like we are still waiting for something. We are not choosing. What if more people can choose more? What was also not so popular in the past, to choose more. Don't choose more, choose less. You are better if you are choosing less. What if we all can choose more, and with so many people choosing more, we can change our lives, we can be in biggest communion with Earth, we can be bigger contribution to living, and not just to improve human lives, but to be more together with Earth and all other creatures, all other parts, plants on Earth, animals, everything, and to be what we can be. Do you have something to add here?
Yeah, well, I was looking at that whole choice thing. Actually, I'm looking at that always. And I just the other day acknowledged actually what it's quite a simple question, and it's actually a Joy of Business question that changed a lot for me. And I'm just bringing it up because I can kind of sense a lot of people that might gonna listen to this that will be like, I don't know what to choose. I don't know what my contribution is, and I don't know how to be, basically. And I really like what you bring up about choosing more, because every choice we make brings us new awareness, a new knowing and just this plate of possibilities. And a question I really started with was what would I like as my life and living? And I had no fucking clue. And that question has been popping on my phone calendar for more than a year now, and it keeps bringing me new awareness and knowing. Totally basic. And what I see is the way it assists me with like kind of modulating the possibilities and then allowing myself to choose more. And as you said, Heist, like the more we choose and the more we be, the bigger contribution we be.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's also the, I loved what, I think we can all recognize the, don't choose too much because, you know, you'll become too different or you'll change too much or you'll make other people uncomfortable. And it's like, hey, wait a minute, but what's the point? And actually, and I really see more than ever, I would say, by using the tools that, asking a question and following the energy, what gets created is often not what we think it will be. And it's so not linear. It's so not linear. It's not that I ask a question and I make a choice and then, so I do A and then that's going to create 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but it's actually going to create like Apple, you know, like something completely different, but Apple is going to bring you 107A. So it's like, and it's not a computation. It's not a calculation. It's just so not linear. But, I would say the courage to keep asking and the courage to keep choosing, is actually really, something that creates that greater contribution that is always possible and really not from a sense of lack or, you know, ungratitude. I don't know what the word is, like that you're not grateful, but it's actually like so grateful that, oh my God, what else can I choose? And that creates even more for people. So I wonder what we could all choose again today and with this call as well that will bring open up to more contribution for all of us and also for the earth, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, and also how can we bring all this we are talking about closer to the people? If you go to their universes now, they are asking what they are talking about, you know. They are asking, like, how to be choice, how to be receiving, how can I be that at the moment where they are listening to this radio show? What is that? You know, how can we bring that even closer, even more to more people, use it even in more pragmatic way, more practical in their life. And we are back to this topic just after the short advertisement.
Yay.
Yoo-hoo.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We are talking about contribution to the world, about receiving, about being present, about being who you are, about living the life you would like to live. And a lot of people, you know, we can hear that words, but a lot of people don't know what we are talking about and have a problem with creating that. You know, it's fine, it's nice to hear that, what you are talking about. At the moment, it's really sweet words, but how can we create more that in our life? How can I receive more? How can I be a choice? What means to be a choice? And how can I live undefined living? You know, to not define things which I would like to create. How to open more to unconceivable living? Like you, Soren, said, you don't know exactly what your future will look like. What are you choosing? But probably you wanted to say, you know, the energy of that, what you are choosing, yeah, what you are creating, but you have no idea how does it looks like. Can you explain more? Can you say more about that?
I can, luckily.
And also so people can use that, you know, in their lives now.
Yes. Yeah. So one thing I would bring up first is if you're trying to change something in your life and you already have like defined what it is it should look like when you change it, please don't do that. One thing you said, Harris, was like the energy of it. And another thing is if we already have defined, okay, I'm changing this into that. And that whole that is a definition of what it is you would like it to look like after. And that basically limits what is capable of showing up, or to say it more precise, what you are capable or willing to perceive and receive as the change. And what if the change can be something totally different than you defined it should be? And what if that is actually greater or will contribute more to you than the that you defined it should look like? So definitely that's one thing I would look at. Like if you try to define what it is you are changing into, like let go of that and let like be willing to receive what the universe and the people around you and the possibilities are trying to contribute to you. And then there is this thing about question and choice. And we already covered some of it, but there is this simplicity to it, that it's almost too simple to start. Well, that's maybe just where I was when I started. But basically it's asking questions and it's choosing. And like the how, well, that is my how. It's questions and choice. And then if a choice doesn't work out or I'm aware that it can change into something else, I will make a new choice. And the more allowance you can have around that, the more you can create from the energies of what it is you would like to create. And I don't know if we're going to talk about the energy pools on this call, but I might actually ask Harris to talk about that, I don't know why, but you're the one right now. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. For most of these tools which we learn also on Access Consciousness classes, like we can say access tools, or how to create things, how to be the change, how to be choice, receiving, like you also said, they are too simple, you know. All this we are talking about, there is no how, there is just is, you just do it, you just be it, it's choice. Choice is the simplest things. Also, if you go to all these classes, it's you open to different universes of how to create that, and it can be really incredible. But we have this radio show to share with people as much as we can in 1 hour of the radio show.
And yes.
If you are inviting me to say something about pools, I can say something. No, what I noticed also with my classes and in my life, we are like walking in the past all the time, and it's stupid. Like people are not choosing. We are not choosing. So a lot of people are, they don't even know, but we are not creating new life every day. We are always in past life. Like when you go to another geographic location where you have been a few days ago, you think you are going to the past, but you are going to the future. And every time when you go to another to person from your life, like to your partner or to your, children or to your coworkers, people usually go to the past and not to the future. They are not going to new experience. They are going to past experience. And this is what we can change. And this is the way how we can contribute more to the world or to the earth to live new. Energy is new. Energy is living now, the future, the new possibilities. And we can choose this every day. We can just left past in the past and being the present, but also being the new present, what we would like the world to be. And with these pools, like, it's inviting more future to our lives. You can ask, everybody can ask themselves, yourselves, what would you like the future, your future would be, and also the future for planet Earth. And we can all, it's not just about choosing, we can all, it's choosing, but choosing is inviting that possibilities to our lives. And we invite, we pull the future, the possibilities in future to present time. And it's creating more, and everybody can try that now. Just pull the possibilities in future. What would you like that your future would be and future on planet Earth? What can we create together? We are never alone. What can we create together? And more people are choosing that. More people are who are pulling future to the present. More we are living that different future which we are choosing now on Earth. And my awareness is like we are here for the change, and we are like children of the future. You know, we are bringing future. The more you live that future which you are choosing, the more you are living new life, new way, new moment, every moment, new moment, the more you are living you. You know, that space of infinite everything, that's who we are. And every time choosing that space of infinite everything, it's choosing to be and 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 to be. And it's really a gift. It's like present. A gift, it's life, it's living on Earth, it's communion, it's total receiving, infinite receiving, and choosing more this, and choosing more, it's not so about how that will show up, or you know, how do we see things? It's like this, like the energy of it, the space of it, what can we be? And it's totally unconceivable. We can't define it. It's impossible to define it. It's stupid to define it. And what if we could, can choose this even more and more and more on this beautiful planet? And that's why I also chose you, you two. You are a great gift to this planet, and I'm grateful that you are here with all of us.
So there's something that I'm just, I was in the question of while you were talking, and I know that when we talk about choice, we are talking about creating the future. And there's something there that I actually just this moment realized, that creating the future is also nurturing the future. So instead of keep going back to the past, you can actually, by choice, create and nurture the future. And that will also nurture the earth. So, thank you for that. Thank you for talking.
Nurturing. Yeah, thank you. And nurturing yourself with that. When you are nurturing the future and earth, you are nurturing yourself and your body.
Yeah.
And it's opening space to be that energy with other people. How can we be that now? How can we be something different? How can we choose something different now? Also in relationships, in business, in all parts of our lives. And what we are creating even more in that. What can show up in our lives if you are creating even more?
I really loved what you said, Harris, about it sounds really sweet, and how do you do it? You know, like what is, how do you bring it into the world? And this is, I think, why one of the many reasons we all love the Access tools, because they're so practical.
Yeah. And, excuse me, we have a short break now, and we are going to be back in a few seconds.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
So, Kalpana, you just started to say something.
Actually, I started to say something, and it's really funny because Simone's ad kind of matches that energy. It's really about, like, you know, how do you choose? How do you choose? And I always ask the question to myself or to other people, like, what's fun? What's actually fun for you? What if we start to choose from what we desire instead of what we're supposed to do or what we're not supposed to do? And following what is fun for me has allowed me to actually choose things just from a lightness and from the curiosity of, like, oh my God, this seems so much fun for me. I'm going to choose this. And I don't know what it's going to create, or this might create this or that, and maybe not. And that is a very nourishing and very generative energy for me. And I see that it's a tool that really creates also you to function from you and not from what you're supposed to be doing. So I just wanted to give that one as one of my hows, actually.
Yeah, what I noticed, like, also in these past months, past weeks, I'm interested to create business to co-work with people who are totally excited, not just happy about it. And I'm also choosing this more in my life. You know, a lot of people are like, I need to work. I don't like more work. This is also topic of Joy of Business classes, like creating from joy, the following joy, and create more following fun in our life. But if you can follow total excitement, you know, to be thrilled with what we are choosing. If you are choosing what is not excited for you, it's too little. What if you can choose more? And with total excitement, to be totally joyful about life, about living, about things, that's what we are also talking about. It's biggest contribution to the earth, to everything. Whenever you ask yourself, how can I contribute? How can I be the biggest contribution? And allow yourself to be that energy, space, and consciousness. It's excitement, it's joy, it's opening to living all the time, all more with your body, with other people in your businesses, with nature, with everything, with air, with the wind, with the sun.
Totally. And I also get, like, I also see how that allows you to go to places where you might not have gone to, or you would not have ended up, let's say, because it's just so not linear. It's just so creative also. When I'm creating performances, I'm a choreographer, like Harris said. And I was in a rehearsal yesterday for the first time with an orchestra. And it was the first day we were rehearsing together. And kind of all of us were like, okay, I wonder what we're going to do. And we really got to a lot of fun stuff simply because we were willing to see what was fun and try it and go like, oh, no, this is not. Let's try this. Oh my God, this is fun. Let's try more of that. And just like total curiosity and total willingness of being curious. And I would say enthusiastic and excited, like you said, which are really very I would say they explode when you go in. You know, you can't be enthusiastic and excited and be in your head and stuck in your what you're supposed to do mode. So it kind of explodes that whole mind thing and allows you to just follow that, you know, that joy and follow that creation. And I get that it also allows you to create much more. And I'm sure for both of you, right? Like, hasn't that also been one of the ways for you to, like, would you have ever thought you're doing now that you would be doing that? Like, you know, are you somewhere else than what you've thought you would be doing? For me, for sure, I never would have been able to even think of what I'm doing now, but it's the energy of curiosity that has been allowing me to create that.
Yeah, it's like creating unconceivable, creating in totally new space, and to allow things to show up and to not to be in control, in definition, in cognitive, in logic of the things, allows you to create a lot of more, like 100 times more. And one of the funniest things are that it's with total ease, like being different space, like creating new life, choosing new life, you can create 100 times more. And all these excess consciousness classes and joy business classes are tools, have tools for creating that. And this is also showing in my life, like creating 100 times more than I could even imagine, and not just the money and all these things, also the energy and what I can be with everything what we are talking about. But it's with total ease, you know, and I'm like, wow, every day, you know, what is happening with me? I'm totally different than a few months ago. I'm totally different than 2 months ago, you know, and you know, and it just shows up, and it's just beginning. Life can be something totally different than we could even imagine. You know, imagination is limited.
That's true.
So how can we all open to more this in our lives? And this is also how planet Earth, living on planet Earth can be changed unconceivable with logic, which with step-by-step process, with limitations, with definitions. We are just, there are small pieces of changing it, but you can ask yourself, if we create a perfect system on Earth for nature, for people, you know, for recycling, are we really changing the Earth? And for me, when I ask this question, if we make it perfectly to do it, for me, I get awareness that we are doing nothing. For me, how we are contribution to the Earth, with all these things we are talking about, with being, with the energy, with consciousness, to be conscious, to be the space of different living. It's not so much theoretical, it's not so like physical, it's like being that. And if you are not choosing to be that joy, to be excitement, we are doing nothing. You know, it's, you can ask yourself, you can go check the future. If you are creating perfectly, that it looks perfect, but we are still, I can say, from my point of view, stupid, we are creating nothing, you know. We are not changing our lives. We are not changing the future. We are not living more in communion with the planet if we just don't use plastic bags, you know. Communion is more the energy. Earth is energy. Earth is smiling all the time. It's smiling now. What if we can show smiles back? What if we can smile back? And what if that can be the biggest change now in our life?
Yeah, I really like that, and I've been trying not to laugh while you talked.
yeah,
love that.
And actually, one of the things I've noticed in classes, or whether I'm the facilitator or not, but just basically speaking with people from different modalities also about the Earth, there's a lot of, at least what I have noticed, there's a lot of points of views about what does it mean to receive from the Earth, and are we even allowed to receive from the Earth? And I've seen a lot of people go into like really, oh my God, I'm receiving something from the Earth and it's very serious, and I'm going to sit here with my eyes closed and I'm just going to be with it. And like for me, often when I walk around or I just ask the Earth, hey Earth, what do you know about me that I don't know? And like sometimes when the Earth kind of, when I allow it to receive to me, I'm crying laughing because it's so fucking fun. And just being in the energy of like, wow, I can actually receive something from the Earth. What the fuck? Who knew? Mm. And just being in that space of like, for me, it's really totally joyful. And I get that that's actually where we can receive even more. Like the Earth is there all the time. It's like, hi, 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 hi. And it doesn't have to be serious. I'm like, let's have fun with the Earth too.
Yeah, I love that. I love so much what you're saying, Soren. It's true. It's so not significant, and it's so easy, and it's so it doesn't have to be complicated for it to actually be true. Yeah. Wow.
The earth is not complicated.
No, we make it complicated with our, yeah, you know, stories and stuff. But the earth is just like, I'm here. What you looking for?
Yeah.
And two things which showed up to me with this conversation with two guys, and also in past months, past weeks, is connection. To be connected, we are connected all our life with everything, and we are just pretending to be separated. And what if we can acknowledge more these connections and open more to the connection with everything, all the time, with our body, with nature, with earth, with other people all around the world. Like also this, what we are talking about now and how we are talking. We are now in different countries in the world. We have somebody in back recording, helping us to put this like on radio. And we don't even know if the person is in Japan or Australia at the moment. And all this access, consciousness business and joy business, and all these classes, we are creating them worldwide. We are all the time in communications with different people in different countries. A lot of classes are live streamed, and we are creating, we are connected with hundreds, thousands of people at the same time, and it's really energy which contributes to the change, on Earth. So how can we be more connected with each other, more connected with everything on Earth, and more after the break.
What do you hate about business, and do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And we were talking about connection to be connected with everything, to be connected with your body, earth, trees, everybody. And I usually say to people on my classes, just connect, you know, it's easy, just do it. And also connect with your body. And it's not just connection, it's everything what we were already talking about today. But we can also say it in one word, it's connection. And you can connect with earth, you can just do it. And you can connect with anything on earth. And you can be connected all the time with everything. But we already are, but we are like building separations. It's not, they are not real, they are just pretenders. That we are separated. What if we can all open more to these connections? Like we are doing on access classes worldwide, or like on this radio show, we are creating something together. We are creating a miracle at the moment happening, like magic happening at the moment here, with opening ourselves to more life and with creating also that with people who are listening to this. And it's like magic which is happening just now, you know. And how can we open even more to each other, and what contribution is that to the earth and to the world and to everything, and what we are changing with that, what we are creating with that just now. And I hope you are both still here. Sir and Kalpana.
We are.
Yes.
we're just listening to you.
I know.
Yeah, I was during this break, I was looking at like how different it is that we are actually talking about the contribution and how much we're talking about receiving in that. And like, as you said, Heis, like there's a lot of separations, and like there's a lot of separations that we kind of like learn to walk around with, so we don't receive too much. Because apparently, I don't know where this comes from, but apparently it's very dangerous to receive.
Very bad.
It's so bad. Don't do it.
And to be happy, of course.
Oh my God, don't even go there.
And it's interesting, like that's one of the first thing I really, really got from these very fucking easy pragmatic tools is like, okay, if I receive, I'm actually also contributing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like looking at, I remember I read in a newspaper a short story about someone who was so surprised that she had asked someone, hey, where did you buy your jacket? Because I really like it and I've been looking for one like that. And this woman, she asked, just looked at her and said, oh, well, it's actually, they don't sell it anymore, but I'm done with it. You can just, here you go. Just in the middle of the street. Do you want it? Here, take it. And she was so confused, but she chose to say thank you and take it as in receive it. And that little thing totally changed her point of view around everything on the planet. Like I just remember how she described it, and that made me so insanely happy, because it's that simple, basically that simple of like, hey, would you like this? And if you say no, you basically there destroy the contribution that's right in front of you.
Yeah.
And if you receive it, you open up to more receiving and contributing everywhere, both for the person who gave the jacket to you or whatever it is, and also to what you're now willing to contribute. So that whole system of receiving and contribution, for me, last year, I don't know, it's an explosion all the time.
I love that. I was with one of my high school friends yesterday, and we used to always giggle a lot, and whenever we meet, like, we just need like 5 seconds and we're giggling again. And we were having dinner, and then when we left, we met somebody that my friend knows, and then she was like, oh, you guys, you were the guys that were laughing. And we're like, yeah, you know. And then she's like, yeah, we just saw some other people and they were also kind of rudely laughing. And I was like, oh, were they rudely happy? And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, so I wonder how happy I have to be rude. And she really, it really made me aware of like being happy and being joyful and being can be seen as rude. And at the same time, if you're actually willing to not care about it, it allows people to actually start to relax. Because by the end of it, she was cracking up as well because she realized how crazy it was what she was saying and where she was functioning from. And she was cracking up and kind of, I was like, oh my God, watch out now, you're being rude too. And that whole conversation was like an explosion because she started like, oh, you guys were here. Oh, I think I heard you. Da 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 da. And she was so contracted. And as we were talking and laughing, and my friend and me were just being us, she couldn't resist. Like, she couldn't help herself just like, you know, following the joy and being that explosion. And she was so grateful for that conversation, which is like you don't even realize when you're doing it, when you're doing the insanity. And if other people are willing to do something else, it's such a great contribution to them. So I know that I have that with Soren. We have so much fun. We laugh so much. And it's just like, we don't need a reason. It's like, hey, I'm happy or whatever. Yeah. Like, there's no reason required, right? Like, I love that about what that opens up as a space for others to choose or not. Yeah.
It's well, like, not wow. Choosing. Not choosing is a choice too, and it's yeah. also, and it's also, yeah. Well, basically, it's just like being happy in this world is considered too loud. Like, if you're happy, you're fucking loud,
and you're in a you make very
your happiness is noisy,
not appropriate.
Yes, and
and if you are sad, everybody loves you.
Yeah.
If you are yeah. sad, if you are in bad shape, everybody yeah. loves you. You are a good man.
I guess nobody
yeah,
loves me.
Also, it's easier because then they can put some pity on you. Like, yeah. oh, you're sad. I'm so sorry. And for me, that always closed down instead of opening up.
Yep.
Like, I've done the whole depression thing, like, 15 years ago or something. And I wish somebody had started laughing at me at that point and just had basically asked me, dude, what are you doing? Like, what are you actually doing? Because I bet that would have changed something instead of, like, that would have been a totally different contribution to me instead of being pitied. Like, I really was pitying me. And at the same time, I was probably one of the most happy people at the same time. I just, like, I wish somebody had laughed at me.
Yeah. I had a woman, like, 2 days ago on my private session, energy session, life coaching session, and she asked me, what are you doing? You know, she was smiling uncontrollingly with all body, and she asked to me, what are you doing? I wasn't smiling for years. I couldn't smile. She had so low energy with the body, she couldn't even smile. And I wasn't even touching her. She started to smile with all the body, and she was smiling for half an hour. It was really crazy session.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, and also yesterday one woman said to me that she had the best hour with our session in her whole life. It's really, yeah, we are changing lives of people. All the time.
And basically what you're doing there is being you and enjoying being you. And that is such an invitation to others to create more joy and create more in their lives too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm just like imagining walking around in life and not being able to smile.
Ow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also allowing yourself to be playful and also to be present, but in some way of ignorance to stupidities. We don't need to buy stupidities. We don't need to work on that on point of view. It's just being present with what it is and people change. And that's happening also on a distance. You know, we, a lot of people think that we need to meet people to change their lives. We are doing even more on distance with people which also don't know what we are doing. It's changing all the time. Some people think we don't have influence so much. What can I change? We have a huge impact to everybody, huge influence. And it's also awareness, it's not cognitive how to know that. But when we ask how many lives have we changed on this workshop, on this class, it's like hundred thousands of people. Like our awareness says 100,000 of people with just one evening. And how big change have we be with this radio show, with this 1 hour, which we have just 1 minute more. You know, it's a big change for everybody. And it's like opening more possibilities for choice. And like the last words can be, how grateful can we be? Gratitude.
Oh my God,
how
really.
Much more gratitude can we install to our life, instill to our life.
And
I'm really grateful to you guys. I'm really grateful for everything, for my life. And how can we create even more magic
thank
on
you.
Earth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
I love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.